Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Ask the Manager show is brought to you by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, a long day yesterday, no baseball. You played today, Tito, and I know it's always a tough decision to postpone the opener, but that wouldn't have been baseball yesterday.
No, and you know what, Hammy, it was tough, and I felt bad. I think we all felt bad for the fans. I hope that throughout all of it, they understand that there is a respect there. Just it got to a point where that game was probably not going to be playable. And, you know, I probably erred in the morning of because I said we're going to play because I thought we were. But when it got wet, I think that's when everybody started to have concerns, umpires, the opposing team, and we talked to everybody about it. And it just got a little bit too much because, I mean, it's going to be miserable today, but I thought yesterday became unplayable.
Terry, when you're dealing with this weather, and we look ahead to the weekend, I mean, Chicago's no better. After you had probably the best spring training ever weather-wise, does it become what team mentally handles the weather better?
There's a really, what you're saying, there's a lot of truth to that. Because you're lying if you say it's not going to affect you, because it does. It's freezing. But there's a segment of guys that probably just want to get through the day, and you kind of understand it. But you're hoping that most of your guys, they don't care. Like I was talking to Napoli, and he goes, I hope it gets colder. I believe him, because I think he feels like he's probably tougher than most of the guys. You know, and you want them to affect the game because, again, it is hard. You know, you hope your pitcher can grip the ball, one. And then, you know, you got to, for those 3 hours or whatever it takes, you got to be mentally tough or it's going to beat you.
You know, it's interesting you bring up Mike Napoli, and you look at the additions of Marlon Byrd and Rajay Davis and Juan Uribe. Tito, it's not a coincidence, is it, that all of these guys have been winners? They've played in big games in October with a championship on the line.
You know what? You make a good point. And I would add something to that, too. They're tough. Like, you know, you look at Marlon Byrd, you look at Napoli. I mean, they're tough guys. I don't think anybody's going to run to go out and lay out in the sun today, but I don't think they care. I think they're like, hey, we got a game. Let's go win. And that's a good mentality to have, and I think it helps everybody else.
Any updates on Michael Brantley and Lonnie Chisenhall?
Lonnie's going to go out and start playing Thursday because that's the first day of AAA. And so we've kind of mapped out about a week for him, and I'm going to sit and talk with him this morning, too, just about, you know, moving forward. With Brant, we want to get him where when he plays a game, he's ready to go and we don't have to back off. And I think he's still progressing to that. I think he had so much, you know, he wanted to make opening day so bad and he pushed it. And then when it finally took a deep breath, we were like, okay, let's make sure when we come back this time that, you know, we can have a progression and not back him off.
Boy, what a matchup today. Corey Kluber and David Price. Do you start wondering if David Price has a voodoo doll of you? Because you had to deal with him when he was with Tampa. Then he gets traded to Detroit. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he's now with Boston. We're playing them today.
I know. I've seen too much of him. Now, the good news is, though, is I've seen a lot of Corey Kluber, too, and he can hold his own with anybody, which is good. But David Price, there's a reason they went and got him, and it's to pitch the opener, and it's to pitch in the playoffs if they get there because, again, they paid him a lot of money. But if you're going to give somebody money, it's hard to find somebody better.
Well, and finally today, you know, it is the opener, and yet you've got such a close friend in that other dugout, and you were there with John Farrell the very first day that he started chemotherapy, and how appropriate I think it is that you're together again today.
You know what, Hammy, we sometimes forget, because once the game starts, you want to win so bad. But he is such a close friend of mine, not just in baseball, but in life. And it'll be really meaningful that I'll be standing probably 5 feet away from him during the anthem. And then I think it's appropriate that we kind of celebrate it by kicking their rear end in. I think that'd be a good way to celebrate it. He's probably thinking the same thing.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, that is the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the opener, Indians, Red Sox, coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.